We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The bigger news coming from the weekend, center Max Unger announcing his retirement at age 32. And Bobby, the Saints promptly signed Nick Easton. We'll get to him and what he means. But how big of a loss is it to lose Max Unger in particular? Here we are in March. Now the Saints are trying to scramble and have scrambled for their center.
Well, Max Unger is like a pro's pro. I mean, deep down, I don't know. Drew Brees described him in one word. Think about this: stud. That's all that needs to be said, considering where the Saints' offense has been. A flat-out stud. That's one thing the Saints have really hit on the center position under Sean Payton.
Jeff Fain, Jonathan Goodwin, Brian De La Puente.
Jeff Fain ended up being the highest-paid center when he went to Tampa Bay. So
they did miss on Olin Krutz, though. Remember him?
Yeah, but that was a seasoned veteran. Now, hopefully you don't miss on Nick Easton because Olin Krutz put the skins on the wall with the Bears.
Yeah.
So hopefully they don't miss Nick Easton. But overall, the center position has been outstanding because what is the man and what is required? You are the quarterback of the offensive line. And I think that speaks volumes when you think about, put another center in there. Brian De La Puente. Brian De La Puente, think of that name. That's a unique name. I think he succeeded the time frame when he was playing, because he had outstanding guards on either side of him. And I think, you look at where we at the right guard with Larry Wolford. You think Andrus Peat, with his experience now, if he's in the fold, not on the level when you look at Carl Nix, Jari Evans, Ben Groves. I mean, you can go on. But the one thing, the interior, overall you'd have to say we've done an outstanding job, the Saints organization, from guard to guard. Guard, center, guard, I think they've been unbelievable. If you look at the 10-year veteran, you'd have to say that he anchored one of the best units in the NFL last season. At one point, we were like record-setting where it was like, what? Are we going to be the best offense ever? And then you started dealing with injuries, and that was not the case. But here you got a respected team leader since joining the club, 4 years ago. I mean, who got the better end of that deal? The Seahawks or the Saints?
Well,
it's not even close. Like Jimmy Graham versus Max Unger, it's not even close.
If it wasn't for Max Unger, that deal would look awful because Stephon Anthony was a complete and utter bust.
Right. He definitely was not the answer. He was, what is he, selling insurance now? Or I don't know, he's working at Payless or some selling shoes?
No offense to those that do that for a living.
Yeah, I don't know. Christian, I'm just saying that you're a shoe salesman. Whatever, right. You know that whole shtick when you mention that. But look, he made his third Pro Bowl and first with the Saints in 2018. I think that was based more in reputation as far as Unger achieving that in 2018. And he was going to turn, 33 next month. He just had, the technique to get it done, being a veteran. He knew the ins and outs, what it takes to excel at the center position. Now, Christian, I don't know how anybody this day and age, you must be really beat up to give up $5 million. Now, I don't know. We will never know this. You might know this 10 years from now. Let me tell you what happened. Max Unger might tell you, Mickey Loomis probably wouldn't say this. But Max Unger, maybe he's not that kind of guy. He wants to go out on his own terms. But I know it's hard to give up $5 million. And with that being said, but the top centers today, they're getting $10 million. Basically, double that. For sure, six plus. So did he maybe tell Mickey Loomis that maybe – you negotiate with a veteran player that I want an extension because he's going to be 33 next month. You can weather the storm if you are healthy for two or three, maybe four seasons. So I don't know what came about.
Well, I can tell
behind
you,
the scenes, but
I can tell you, he gave up 18 pressures last year. That was his highest since his rookie season. I think he truly felt, he said it in a teleconference call earlier today, that he didn't feel like he was living up to his own ability, his own standard of play. And he didn't want to, I kind of salute him for saying, all right, yeah, I could suck down $5 million, go through injuries, go through rehab, et cetera.
Not me. You got to check your ego at the door. You might say, even when I'm not at my best, I'm still better than Nick Easton, or I'm still better than Will Clapp, or I'm still better than Cameron Tom, even when I'm not at my best. But he, you know, sometimes in your mind, when you are considered in that top half a dozen centers, it's hard to give the goals. Because like you said, there was a handful of games where you say, well, Max Unger struggled. Like you said, he allowed 18 pressures overall, the most he gave up since surrendering 19 as a rookie. So I guarantee you, as a player, that was in his mind. That is like, man, I'm not as good as I used to be. And no, and it messes with you. That's, I'm just telling you from experience, you got to check your ego at the door. You got to keep playing till they kick you behind out. I mean, because when you're in the real world.
I hear you, but Bobby, I kind of commend the fact that he's like, I'm not gonna quote unquote steal money.
Well, all young people say that until all of a sudden they go, when they're in their 50s and 60s, they go, man, you know what?
I could have made another $5 million.
Man, I should have kept playing. Exactly. Because you look at the pre-snap protection, the run block assignments for the offense. I mean, he was a part of that.
Right.
So a new center, is he going to be a part of that? The trust factor with Drew and all? All I know is Drew described him one word, stud.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.